Hey, everybody. What an interesting guest today. Honored to have PricewaterhouseCoopers, PwC's Connected Solutions Group today. Rob, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Evan?
I'm doing great. Look, I was intrigued to learn that PwC has an entire technology and products arm in addition to its services. And we're going to talk all about IoT and transforming business through the Internet of Things. But maybe before that, introduce yourself, your role, your sort of mission within PwC.
Sure. So Rob Mesro, I'm a partner located in Washington, D.C., but we do business all over the world. As you stated, I lead our Connected Solutions IoT practice for the firm. And, you know, really our mission as we continue to evolve here is really about data intelligence as a service. And we provide business outcomes for our clients using private networks, sensory data, where we were able to pull operational data out. We run it through our intelligence engine, and then that creates the outputs we're looking for.
Well, you make it sound so simple and straightforward, but I mean, there's a lot of complexity behind that. So explain how the group is put together, and you know, helping businesses succeed with IoT is kind of a different mission. Usually, it's all about the technology and bits and bytes and speeds and feeds. But how do you engage with a client around your capabilities?
Yeah. I mean, you're right. There is a lot of complexity there. We like to just simply state we make dumb things smart, because that's what that operational layer really is. But there is a lot of complexity around that. So, for instance, we are one of the largest private IoT network operators in the United States. A lot of people know that, but there is some complexity there. We actually have warehousing, quality assurance, shipping. I'm a two-hour truck roll from any client in the United States and Canada. So there's this whole machine that sits behind this IoT practice to make all of this stuff happen for our clients, wherever they are.
So let's get into some of the benefits. You know, there's so many technology vendors in the Internet of Things area, almost every level of the stack, from service providers to device makers and the middleware and applications. So, you know, how do you look at building solutions that solve problems? Like, what's the front end of a typical project? What does it look like?
So generally where things start is we'll get a call from a client, or we're engaged with a client and they're like, we have this problem. And, you know, that's essentially at our core. That's what we're doing, is we're solving problems with technology. So then we go in and we really unpack that problem. So there's a lot of advisory and strategy up front. So we're full strategy through execution. So we'll go in, we'll really dive deep, then we'll architect the solution. Then we'll source it, we'll build it, we'll test it, and then we'll deploy it. And then at the end of that, what we're doing is a managed service. So we're managing this solution on behalf of our client. The majority of the time, I'd say 99% of the time, we're running and operating the network ourselves, this private IoT network that I referenced earlier. We're dropping the sensors, we're doing all the deployments. It's really turnkey. So really all the client cares about is the business outcomes. What's the data I need? And then, you know, getting that data and being able to really pair it and bring it together with other types of data. So that would be on-prem data. So I like to refer to that as dump storage, because everybody's got, you know, a mountain of data inside of their enterprise. But how do you get to it? Normally, you got to do a query. You're only going to get the data that you're actually looking for. And it's not really that useful, but it's just sitting there. Then there's the third party data. So you think about like ESG applications, that may be weather patterns, things like that. So we're able to fuse all of this data together with this new data set, this IoT data set, which is temporal, which means it's time-based. So it's allowing us to create this new sort of record and way of looking and analyzing the data. So then what we do is we pour all of that data into our unified data platform. That really brings it all together, aligns it, configures it in a way that it can be pushed into Signal Graph, which is our intelligence engine. So let's think about it in sort of the old database analogy, right? Garbage in, garbage out. So the unified data platform turns the garbage into gold, and then it pushes it into the intelligence engine. We're able to look for patterns and anomalies 24/7.
Wow, what an incredible proposition. Garbage into gold. I love that. And when you talk to business leaders and technology leaders, how do you sort of justify some of the long-term benefits of these investments, the ROI, if you will, or other metrics? How do you think about that before you even start a project?
Yeah, well, you know, we're getting more and more into that. You know, the good news is with IoT and where the IoT business has evolved is, you know, the sensors, everything's getting super inexpensive these days. So the value proposition just keeps getting stronger and stronger and stronger. So we're seeing massive return on deployments now where, you know, in some facilities, I'll just pick on healthcare for a second, just because we're doing some healthcare space right now. But per hospital, per year, we're looking at saving hundreds of FTEs and literally millions of dollars per year, per facility. So it's really a no-brainer when it comes to adopting, you know, an IoT approach to facilities management or healthcare in general.
Such an important topic these days, particularly in healthcare. I could spend an hour drilling down on that marketplace, but alas, maybe we'll come back to that. And, you know, there's such a vast landscape of solutions. I think a lot of customers, CIOs, others are overwhelmed by this landscape. So how do you see yourself on the continuum of solutions? How are you different maybe than other offerings out there in the market?
So, you know, we're very different, I think, from other IoT solutions providers. Most people come into the IoT space and they're basically providing a point solution. Like, I'm going to tell you it's cold chain. I'm going to tell you your freezer is at X. And if it drops below Y, I'll send you an alert. That's really the opposite of what we do, because we're looking at really millions of data points. As I mentioned, we take your on-prem historic data, we take your external data, we're fusing that with IoT, we're putting in this new parameter of temporal or time-based attribute to all of it, which makes it all super powerful. And we're giving you outcomes that not only that you want, that's going to solve your immediate problem, but it's also going to give you a lot more insight into how to better run your enterprise. And, you know, again, this operational data layer, which is, you know, really understanding people and things and how they're functioning inside of your business that you don't currently have any insight into. So it's a brand new data set. It's extremely powerful. What it does is it informs you on, you know, how you can more efficiently run your business. And as I said, a lot of times it's actually giving you a lot of time back, giving your employees a lot of time back, because we make dumb things smart. You don't need 7 engineers running around your hospital, walking around your roof, just examining what the ventilation system's doing in the ORs. You're already ahead of that. You're on the predictive maintenance. You're not putting out fires. You're anticipating fires. It just changes the whole dynamic of work.
Wow, what a great proposition. You must have tons of examples of clients that you've worked with. I don't want to ask you to pick a favorite child, but maybe give an example of a business that now they're using IoT to improve their operations specifically. I don't know if you could talk about an example.
I can't mention any clients, but since we started with healthcare, I'll stick with healthcare because you're right. It really does get me out of bed in the morning. I'm very excited about the work we're doing inside of healthcare. It's been beaten up as a sector. The pandemic was extremely difficult. They just don't have enough arms and legs anymore to run these facilities. And it's a real shame. So what we're able to do immediately, we generally come in and we'll drop about 12 different solutions inside the box. So that takes care of a lot of their compliance issues. So Joint Commission comes into a hospital. They basically show up and they say, okay, we need to understand these 30 things that are happening inside your building. And that's that's a massive fire drill. So it takes everybody off of whatever they're doing. You're going to focus on this for the next 2 weeks or longer. And oh, by the way, if this isn't perfect, we're going to start fining you. And we're not going to stop fining you until it gets fixed. So it's important, and the Joint Commission has an important job. But again, if you're stressed in terms of staffing, this becomes a real headache really fast, and it becomes extremely costly. So we can monitor, you know, the facility side of it, you know, very simply and very inexpensively. So if you need to understand if exit signs are lit, you need to understand what's happening with the sprinkler systems in the building and make sure everything is the way it's supposed to be running. You need to understand, you know, things that are really important to the operation of your building, like the boiler in the basement. And that's also a safety issue, too, because buying boilers is essentially a bomb in your basement, right?
Right.
You need to understand what's happening with that. And it can't be serendipitous where the engineer goes down and, you know, checks the dial at the right time. So, you know, these are simple, simple things. You know, we've developed and have a lot of intellectual property around things like meter reading, where we're able to read any meter inside of basically any building. So think about an ESG. I was speaking at an event recently where the Joint Commission was actually there and was announcing a lot of the initiatives that they're now putting in place. So more regulation on top of hospitals because of the waste in healthcare is gotten to such an astronomical amount. They need to get their hands around it. And it's not wrong, but it's, again, it's coming at a bad time. So I got up after the Joint Commission. Everybody's bummed out noticeably because they're trying to figure out how they do this. And I think they strategically put me on after that. But I was just like, you know, how many of you, and this is CEOs, these are people that run hospitals. How many of you, raise your hand if you understand how much energy your building consumes in a month? Or, you know, what's your carbon footprint? No, everybody's like, I have no idea. Raise your hand if you understand the air quality inside of your healthcare environment. Nobody, like, can you believe that? They don't even know that what the air quality is inside of their building full of sick people. So again, easy, easy things. And then you start correlating, you start bringing all these data sets together, and it really tells an amazing story. So I wish I could bring up some dashboards and show you some examples, but it's game changing.
Wow. It sounds like it. And your enthusiasm is so infectious. And you see a lot. So what are, you know, when you go into a project, new project, greenfield, what have you, you know, what are some of the challenges or roadblocks or pitfalls you typically see when you start using IoT solutions?
You know, we've been doing this for 8 years now. We started the practice 8 years ago, and we've gotten really good at it. We've got the network. Everybody forgets about transport. That's another thing that, you know, I mentioned, you know, we've got this very large footprint of private IoT networks around the country and in Canada and now Mexico. And you know, that's not trivial. And to make sure that it's, you know, that you're running a secure network, that you're not opening your clients up for risk, that you're actually taking ownership of that. You've got 24/7 monitoring on it, but it is not going down because some of the stuff we provide is critical to the ongoing, you know, either maintenance or running of somebody's business. And sometimes we have safety solutions in there as well. So it's highly critical. And a lot of people just, you know, they'll build IoT point solutions that sit on top of Wi-Fi. We would never do that. That's horrible. Our enterprise customers already have a hard enough time with their Wi-Fi and people stacking things. And then you've got this integration with the IT department. That generally adds a lot of time and a lot of complexity. So our ability to come in, drop a network that is reliable and monitor that our clients don't even have to worry about is a really big deal. You know, in terms of, you know, what sort of issues might come out of, you know, our discussions and ongoing work with our clients, we get our best ideas, our best solutions. I would say out of the, you know, 50 plus patents that we now have, you know, 30 of them came from ideas from our clients, because, you know, we're going through this. Generally, once you start dropping this, and this was, you know, I mentioned we're 8 years old. 8 years ago, we said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make dumb things smart. We're going to give our clients a taste of the data intelligence. And then hopefully they're going to just do our work for us. And that's exactly what happens. I know that never happens in sort of a startup environment, which is what we were, but that's exactly what happens. Once they got a taste of the data intelligence, like, oh, we need more, we need more, we need more. So where else, you know, can we drop these sensors? Hey, can you do something that tells me how clean our water is? Can you tell me about water evaporation? You know, in parts of the country right now, water is becoming a real issue, like a hair on fire type of issue. So how do I recapture water? You know, what's my evaporation rate? How do I purify it so I can reuse it again? Is all that expense even worth it? Or should I be trucking it in or thinking about, you know, other ways of getting that, you know, that vital piece of infrastructure, right? We all need water. So, you know, those are generally the, I would say, you know, where we get not really obstacles, but we get challenged. And those challenges turn into new solutions. And those new solutions get scaled across every vertical you can imagine, from mining to retail to quick serve to warehousing to fulfillment, healthcare, hospitality, on and on and on.
Wow. You just rattled off a giant chunk of our economy. So that's amazing to see the impact. I think you and the team were recently at Mobile World Congress, as was I, and it was amazing just trying to stay on top of some of the trends and opportunities and silicon and software, and the standards are changing. What from your point of view, I mean, what are some of the bigger trends you're tracking over the next few years in IoT?
I mean, 5G, obviously, since you brought up Mobile World Congress, it's important to us. We're watching it. Robotics is super important. You know, that robots at the end of the day is just another sensor for us, just like a drone. So we want to see more of those. I think we're finally. I don't think you were in our suite at CES. You need to please come by next year. But we had several robots in there, and I'm just about at that point where I can really recommend that to a client with a straight face, because they're getting less expensive than a full-time employee. So like there's an all-terrain vehicle robot that I really like for surveillance on campuses. And, you know, the battery life is finally there. The reliability is finally there. It's, you can't just walk up and push it over. So the function is really, really good. And the fact that it's, you know, it's less expensive than a human being, and it's removing a human being from a potential situation where they could be in harm's way, I think is a really strong use case. So we're getting there. So I'm really excited about robotics. I'm obviously really excited about AI. We've already incorporated, or have been incorporating AI for many, many years into our intelligence engine, Signal Graph, which, you know, I wish we could do a whole thing on Signal Graph because it's fascinating.
Please, let's come back and do that. I'd love that, as would the audience, I'm sure. And speaking of AI and robotics, yeah, and I would agree. My son's college has the Starship robot scurrying all over campus. And when I go visit him, I'm like, I didn't even have internet or a mobile phone when I was in college. So what a difference a few decades make. But the other area you help clients with, of course, regulatory and compliance issues, a thing PwC knows a thing or two about. But what does that mean for IoT or other aspects of deployment?
You know, the regulatory side, we generally get it more from the enterprise side. You know, I mentioned, you know, the huge regulatory burden for the healthcare space. There's been, and you know, every industry has their own regulator that, you know, they need to be able to work with. And, you know, the risk and regulatory side of what we do is actually really important because, you know, I mentioned a lot of times our clients will come to us with a problem. And I would say more than half the time it's a regulatory issue. So it's a hair on fire kind of thing. I need to get this solved. It's costing me money. I'm getting fined, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So especially like in, you know, quick serve, cold chain, those type of environments, super important. But again, I think the good news there is the cost of these sensors. You know, one of the things at CES and Mobile World Congress that I love, love, love to see is all the consumer sensors that are now coming into the market. Like I'm buying sensors for my house now. You know, a lot of this stuff that we were deploying in the enterprise 3 and 4 years ago, now you can get it for pennies on the dollar and you're deploying it in your home. That's a great, that is such good news because it's driving the cost down. Once the components, you know, get to a certain point, you know, it just drives everything down. Seeing the same thing with battery. The new battery chemistry is amazing. So everybody wants a sensor that's tiny and they want the battery life to last forever. So, you know, that's always a hurdle for us is like, well, you know, batteries don't last forever. So let's think about the operational aspect of this. You know, again, how we are different from, you know, your typical IoT provider who's providing, you know, essentially a point solution. We think through things like battery chemistry. We think through the operational aspects of, okay, well, when you want this, it has to be in this form factor. Let's talk about, you know, the hours it's going to take to charge the system, the processes that you're going to need to put in place to make sure that this thing is running the way it was spec to run, and we're going to hit our SLAs. So we kind of do that a lot, but, you know, the new batteries that are coming out, I'm just super excited. 6 months, you know, I think we're going to be moving from situation where we're seeing, you know, 2 years of battery life. Some, you know, we used to get excited about 6 months. Now 2 years, soon it's going to be 5 years, 5 years of life of asset. And we're pretty much done.
Fantastic. So you're in the DC area. I imagine you have a tremendous amount of interest from government, you know, state, local, federal government, DOD. Are you seeing them adopt IoT and transforming in the way you think they could?
In terms of integrating into government or in terms of embracing it for the industries they regulate?
Yeah, I think internally, I mean, we're all talking about smarter, more efficient digital government at state, local, federal level. Have you seen much adoption on the federal side at all of these two technologies yet? Or is it still the private sector that's kind of driving this?
It's very much the private sector that's driving this for sure. We've seen a lot of interest, mostly from safety and security, from the public systems. And you can just imagine what that is. So, you know, there are solutions there. I remember when we first opened up the practice, we were pulled into a bunch of things. We used to be a lot more active on the public sector side. And we actually sold off that practice. So in full disclosure, hasn't been a huge focus for us because, you know, we literally weren't allowed to do it. We are starting to kind of think more about it these days. But no, we used to think more about smart border walls. We used to think about fire prevention and how do we understand fire movement in a different way. We actually were involved in some piloting around using VR headsets for firefighters to be able to more safely navigate and understand and predict how fires would be interacting. And again, bringing in lots of data, you know, weather and wind and historic data. So what did it do when these parameters were in place, you know, at the last big fire kind of thing. So these are big, meaty problems. These are, we love to think about you know, build an experiment and, you know, eventually deploy solutions that solve these important problems.
Well done. So what are you excited about over the upcoming weeks, couple of months? Do you have, are there any events out there? I imagine lots of customer interaction, but yeah. What's on your personal radar?
So we do have a lot of deployments coming up. Again, you know, healthcare has just been very much a big one. We've got a big pipeline customer that's really interesting in terms of what we're able to do for them. We've got a new release coming out of our Signal Graph platform. We've sort of branding this concept of operational AI. So we're taking that sort of people, places, and things inside your enterprise and giving it, you know, insights into your business. So, you know, that is going to be really, anytime, you know, a new rev of Signal Graph comes out, I get a little geeky about it.
Speaking of geeky, you know, you're obviously an expert in this space. Have you, your friends and family, neighbors sucked you in as tech support for their smart home problems, or have you managed to avoid that requirement?
You know, I'm so glad you reminded me to put my device on do not disturb, because I'm sure I've gotten, you know, two messages from my mother. Yeah, that's, you know, it's the nature of the beast. I've been in the tech business for 30 plus years. So, yeah, I'm the tech guy.
You're tech support. Well, thank you, Rob. Thanks so much for joining and just giving us a peek into the amazing work you're doing at PwC. And thanks, everyone. You know, reach out to PwC. They put out great content on their social handles where I discovered their work here in the connected realm. And we'll see you out and about in the industry, Rob. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Evan. Take care.
Thanks. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.